ResearchITChannel.com, Partner News Podcast for the week ending August 8th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today we've got a couple of exciting news stories. Rivka Little, Senior News Writer, will be joining us to discuss IBM's new channel campaign. We'll also be discussing Google Apps making its way around college campuses. And we're now being joined by Rivka Little. Thanks for joining us, Rivka.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on at IBM?
IBM launched a sort of media campaign to attract partners. They're calling it a call to action to attract partners to come to their portal and sort of have this ongoing dialogue about what they need to move into the SMB space. And it's kind of interesting because IBM has this history of, you know, playing in the multinationals and having this really expensive equipment, and now they're making a real clear focus to get into the SMB market. And I guess they're saying they know they can't really do this without getting the channel partners involved.
Rivka, why is IBM making this SMB push now?
You know, I asked them that, and she said, well, everybody is, basically, and that's true. Right now, the companies that are less likely to be hit really hard by the macroeconomic trends are SMBs. And so there's a lot of sort of greenfield there.
Other than a media campaign, what are they doing to really entice partners to come and help them tackle this new market?
They've actually not done that much that I can see other than having a real big advertising campaign. I mean, they said that they put $1 billion toward marketing to SMB customers to grow that. And then, I guess, not as an afterthought, but afterward, they realize, well, we can't really get directly to the customer without getting to the channel.
Are partners receptive to this? Do they want to work with IBM to go after SMB customers?
I mean, honestly, of course they're going to say they are. It seems that they are. I don't imagine any partner saying, you know, no, I won't have a dialogue with the company. That being said, I don't know that IBM is going to be the most successful at getting to the SMB market when there's so many people trying to push in at once and so many options for channel partners, you know, to do that with.
Well, thank you for joining us, Rivka. It's been great hearing about IBM.
Alrighty, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Now, Colin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with Google Apps?
Google was in Boston this week talking about Google Apps Education Edition, which now has more than 1 million users on campuses in more than 100 countries. It's their hosted email service that Google gives away for free to colleges and universities, but they still said that its success is helping to attract channel partners, which I thought was kind of interesting because Google has a reputation for dealing directly with customers. So their channel approach to Google Apps for EDU is kind of different in that regard. Basically, Google hosts the service, but partners can help colleges tie it into their back-end systems like their enrollment reports or their online report cards. So that's kind of cool for kids who can just have one account and log into their email and then check their grades and then check their class schedule or anything like that. And it's all integrated by the partners. Google just hosts the email part of it. And the partners that I talked to said that they liked working with Google Apps for EDU because the margins are about the same as what they would get on-premise, but they can usually do the work more quickly, and they can also do it remotely sometimes, so it saves them a lot of time, and they can do more of them, which brings in more money. And, you know, to wrap things up, hosted email is kind of an emerging trend on college campuses. Back in May, Microsoft added Exchange to their Live at EDU service, which is a hosted service for college kids. And even Yahoo is trying to get into the market with their Zimbra hosted email and trying to push that on college campuses as well.
Well, great. Thanks, Colin.
Before we go, we have the triumphant return of senior news editor Barb Darrow next
Woo-hoo.
Week. And I'm sure we'll be talking about lots of interesting stuff.
As always. You can find the links to the stories we discussed below on the page. Download this podcast and other past ones. Check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.